on his chest like a cobalt bone. He ventures out into the night to save her mind, searching for a reason why her soul don't shine, looking for the answer though it's hard to find. To mind, holding on a promise as the world starts slipping away, and staring at the sun, feel the rain on a beautiful day.
Welcome back to the show, Revolution,
originally recorded on February 28th, 2021.
This is your father speaking. Oh, wait, that's a different show.
And you already know, it's your boy Flex.
The music you just heard by Lovely World, you can check them out on their website, lovelyworldmusic.com. They're on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, iTunes. Show them what it's about. Go leave them a review. Do all that stuff.
X, you're surprisingly creative. That was surprising how you started that. I was lost for a moment.
No, you were. So, we finally released our first episode. I feel a lot easier going forward.
I mean, I kind of, as I listened to it in, I was happy that we got it off. And it was crazy listening to myself. I was like, or not even just myself, you know, you always hear yourself talking and like, you know,
yeah.
Why do I sound like that? I need to get a mic.
You need a microphone.
Yeah, I do need a mic.
But we did switch over to Jitsi. This is embarrassing, but we were using Steam chat to talk, to record. And there was like these little, there was like these little flickers, almost like your mic was clipping. And we tried to change it in Steam. That's just not an appropriate chat to record through, I guess, is what I'm getting at.
Definitely not.
Yeah, so we got a new website URL. I finally linked it, I linked it to this domain that I bought a few months ago. It's revolution.xyz, RVLVTN.xyz. So it makes it nice and easy for people to look up the show notes and subscribe.
It's a tongue twister now.
Yeah, you know, we always got to do a little extra.
Well, once you say it.
Interestingly, you know it. I sent the link out to people through text, and I don't know if what is it called? I don't have an iPhone. Is it iMessenger?
I think, you know,
I'm exposing myself, but certain people were telling me that they couldn't get the link. I sent it in a plain text, just like the link, it's the URL itself.
How did you have to send it?
And they never got it, which is weird. I'm thinking some carriers, it might be a carrier thing or a messenger thing, but it wouldn't let the message go through, and I'm starting to think that they might think it's a spam link.
Oh, dang.
Because the XYZ, is it domain? I'm not sure what the last three letters are technically called, but not a lot of URLs use XYZ. It's more of a independent type of thing, like people that write blogs. For the most part, I've seen them.
Yeah,
use XYZ.
Like people that don't know it though, they're gonna see it and be like, "Oh, what is that? I'm not clicking on that."
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought that was kind of interesting.
But the more you know, you gotta inform them. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
Domain names. Nah, but yep, the first episode was.
I got some interesting feedback, both positive and negative.
It was, you know, I even had critiqued myself. I was like, okay, and now, you know, first podcast, first everything we're doing, but it's fun, man. You know, it's going forward with it. It was good feedback. Some of the people, well, a lot of people that listened to it, they liked it. So I got to get around and share the link now on a couple more of my platforms, though.
Yeah, I had a lot of friends ask if they could be on the show. I'm like, back of the line, buddy.
Yep, there's a line. Dang, exactly. I didn't even think about yours.
That'll be fun to get people on. That's what I want to be part of the show. It's like I want people to hear other people's thoughts and opinions, not just ours. Like I don't want it to be an echo room for me and you.
Right, right. You know, real life, real people. That's what we bring to you.
I mean, that's me in real life too. Like if I'm talking and there's a group, like I want everybody's input. I don't care how small or how like minuscule you think your opinion might be. I want to hear it.
Yeah, he's going to call you out. Hey, you over there in the back. What you think about that?
I had a professor who called out this girl in class, and she probably felt so embarrassed, so that's why she didn't end up answering. But it was like towards the end of the semester, and he was like, hey, like, you in the back in the corner. Dang. How come, like, what's your opinion on this? We haven't heard you speak all semester. And she was like, I don't know. She just didn't. She didn't want to answer. But now, thinking back, he probably put her so on the spot, and that's why she.
Was that all she said?
That's literally the only thing I ever heard her say the whole semester.
She had all year to prepare for if they ever called on her, and that's all she can muster.
Yeah, she was just very like she didn't have an opinion. I guess.
I feel it though. I mean, I guess she wanted to keep to herself though. You know.
Yeah, that's true.
Said, I'm passing. You need my opinion. Unless she wasn't passing.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm always the type of person to like argue anything. Like it could be, I don't know.
Like, oh, just for the heck of it.
What kind of pen is the best? Or like
ballpoint.
What kind of tuna do you like? I don't know.
What kind of tuna do I like? You seen that thing about Subway's tuna not being real?
No, what are you talking about?
You know, it's just, don't take my word for it. You know, definitely not.
Wait, where'd you see this?
I think it was definitely a false article. No.
It was a false article.
Yeah, it was funny because I saw like everybody freaking out about it. And as soon as I saw it, you know, of course I went and searched it up. And it was on, what was it? I can't remember. Somebody just brought it up to me again tonight, right before I got back over here. But it was funny because I was just telling them about it. I was like, no. But what was real was Taco Bell's.
Taco Bell's what?
With their beef.
What about it?
I think it was like 10% goat meat or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that
like goat thing. Of all things.
I can't tell you. It was pretty weird.
So, seasonal depression.
Have you been feeling anything like that? You know?
I want to say yes. But I want to talk about it a little bit. So, seasonal depression, or otherwise known as seasonal affective disorder.
Spell it out for him.
Acronym SAD. S-A-D. That's depressing in itself.
Right.
That the symptom the acronym is SAD.
So these scientists do have fun making names for diseases. Remember that.
Yeah, I was looking up some stats earlier. It says up to 5% of the U.S. population has it in a given year. Which I thought was very low. I feel like a lot of people, I would say like at least half of the people I talk to say they have some type of seasonal depression. So I don't know. I was starting to think, is it the people that I hang around with, or is it something that once you mention it, people are like, oh yeah, I have that. Or I feel like that way.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, definitely
5% is very low in my opinion, but that might be skewed for certain reasons, like people not reporting, or like you were saying, maybe just diagnosing people with regular depression.
Just regular depression, exactly. And then not even the seasonal depression for what it is, because, I mean, it might definitely be a thing, because, I mean, gloomy winters, like this whole winter down here, it's been a gray sky for the most part. Seeing the sun these last few days has been amazing. It was 70 degrees or like 80 degrees today. That was insane. It was great.
Yeah. And it also was saying that women represent 4 out of 5 people with the condition. So you could say 4% out of 5%. 4% of the 5%. That seems a little unfair.
Yeah, very interesting.
What are these stresses that are causing women to feel more depressed? Seasonally, anyway.
That kind of makes
me wonder in general what the percentages
are. Who's testing this?
Yeah, like in general.
How often has it been tested?
Yeah.
Or what was the control group? There's so many questions.
Yeah, well, women have to deal with other things too, like postpartum depression. That's a thing.
One more time.
Postpartum depression. So I guess you feel sad after you have a baby. Baby blues.
Oh yes.
Mood swings, sadness, fatigue. Usually passes within a week or two, but it says up to 80% of new mothers experience it.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. That's pretty wild.
Yeah, can't say I can relate.
I
can sympathize.
I was trying to think about it. I was just like, huh.
I acknowledge it.
Yeah. I tried to think of my mother just now. I was like, yeah, she had seven children. Maybe after the first two was like that, but
probably because we sap them from all their hormones and cause all types of misbalances. And
yeah, I bet. So body's like regular, like just like how if you were addicted to something, it gets used to something. And so when it's gone, it's like, oh no, what is happening? The withdrawal of it, yeah. You know?
Do you get seasonal depression?
I don't think that I get seasonal depression. I can say that a day can affect my energy though. As in like this winter has been horrible, you know? You know, I don't think, definitely today, feeling the sun. Anytime I've seen the sun, it's all winter. It's been great. I can definitely remember going outside and being like, wow, the sun's out. And the few times I've said it, it's all winter, you know? So, I mean, maybe this winter, I maybe have been a little bit more, I want to say depressed, because depression is just something that I say
it's a clinical term, but
right,
people say
right.
Nilly-willy.
Right. But I can say I felt my fair share of gloom and doom on some days this winter. I've been waiting for summer. I've literally have said, though, this year.
You know, I think... What's up?
I said that I can't wait for summer for the first time. Like, I'm not a summer guy. I hate the heat. This year,
we have experiences with summer.
Yeah, exactly. You know what's up.
Yeah, I do.
I hate it.
So I was thinking, probably because of the election season and literally the world seeming like it's going to end any day, was a reason for people to feel depressed this past winter.
That's a good reason.
The thought of uncertainty of the future. If I ever do get depressed, it's definitely during the winter. It's not ever really during the summer. Or fall or spring.
Really? Right.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like during the summer is like when I'm working, so I have a lot of time to reflect. It's mostly positive. Like it's a freeing season for me because like I know, maybe it's because like I'm looking forward to school.
Right.
But in the winter it's like I just came from school, like, and I only get like two or well, in terms of like winter break, I'm thinking.
But you're in school the whole winter season,
like,
though.
Yeah, pretty much school to school. So it's like, I got to deal with this again. I don't really get that break, per se.
I can hear what you're saying. Now, since you say that, I wonder if seasonal depression is more of not necessarily the season, but what you know, majority of people, well, everybody went through school and everybody's been through that process. So is winter more of like a depressing time period than summer? Summer is definitely a more upbeat time, other than, of course, the holiday seasons, you know?
Yeah.
But summer has that stigma of like, oh yeah, cookouts, grilling outside, pool parties, party, you know, just that great time, you know.
Maybe it's an energy thing, like maybe the sun gives off different vibes during the summer, I don't know.
I mean, you might be right. It does, right?
or it could just be like that environmental thing that you were talking about. Like, I don't know. There's really no reason for it to happen. I don't know if it's a well-studied thing or if it's just something that they noticed.
Right. Like who brought that up? Right. That's funny. But that's weird that you're saying that, because I mean, if it's being cold. And if cold is made, if it's the weather and seasonal, the winter is that time, then these cold showers, like, you know.
Should make us sad.
Yeah.
Should make us more depression inducing.
What does this mean for me, you know?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Somebody messaged me. Hey, if you want to write into the show, it's revolution@pm.me. They told us, they were saying that cold showers shock the immune system, like boots it almost.
Whoa.
So I thought that was interesting.
Like reboots it or like boost it, you said?
Yeah, boots, B-O-O-T-S.
Oh.
Like reboot.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, if you ever want to like shock your body, I guess. So like, hey, wake up, dummy. Trying to make you stronger.
I
mean,
I definitely know it does that. Like I said, I step into a cold shower and I'm like losing my breath. I'm like, oh, opening my eyes wide, trying to get out, surviving, instinct 101.
Yeah. Someone else told me that they do cold showers and they do like 20 minutes. I was like, no, thank you. I don't even take regular showers. I don't even take 20 minutes to take regular showers.
Yeah, like, why? Like,
yeah, like 10 minutes is pretty average, I would say.
This dude said he takes 20-minute cold showers. This dude is scheming something. He's plotting something.
We'll get him on. I've had him. I've been mentoring him in certain aspects. And he, that's crazy. And he, I, to me.
And he what?
And he, I. He to I. He to me, myself.
Oh, okay. Right. That's funny.
But before we get to cold showers, I wanted to finish on the depression thing because I think it needs to be said.
Yes.
How do you know when you're depressed? I was having this conversation with myself all weekend. I had a few revelations, but also a few questions. But I want to get some input on it.
Yes.
What do you think?
How do I know if I'm depressed?
Yeah.
I'm probably one of the maybe worst people to ask because I put myself through denial a lot because I don't want to accept something because I know if I accept it in my mind, then that's what I'm going to be.
Right.
So anytime, but I definitely know, you know, because I definitely slow down.
Does it just feel like hardships to you? Like, you know, you're going through something rough, so you just got to get through it.
So that's the biggest thing. I know everything can be thought through, or right. Everything is in a certain, it's not even a time period. It's just patience, you know? I mean, everything always smooths itself out, or it's going to work out this way or that way. You can usually see how things play out. So I try not to stress, try not to get too anxious, try not to have too much anxiety. So I'm definitely in I try to keep my mind in a good spot.
Do you have like any kind of coping mechanisms?
I could say.
You can say whatever, bro.
Yo, that is hilarious. Yeah, so of course, you know, you can always engage in a little bit of some medical.
Yeah.
You know, but that's definitely not, you know, that's not the main coping mechanism. You know, I could say I always have, you know, my main platform of I try to stay active, I try to stay working out. You know, that's the biggest thing that I notice. If I start falling off.
Yeah, your routine then crumbles.
Yep. Then I'm like, okay, something's wrong. Like, I'm not myself right now. Like, I'm stressed or something's going on.
Yeah.
So I try to get back on that. And as I'm doing that, it helps me either forget about what's going on or just be able to, because I mean, even as you're in the gym, it's not, it's like you're meditating, you're thinking, you're thinking about a whole bunch of stuff.
The only thing about like forgetting about it is that eventually you got to face your problems, right?
Exactly.
So you can't just put it off forever.
That's
probably the worst thing to do with some things, like debt, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Money-wise, no. Like, that's solving time. You actually have to sit down and figure it out, you know?
Yeah.
That's a big thing.
So, I'll get to myself in the next, but briefly, you did experiment with not medicating.
Yes.
How did that go? Because I mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I feel like maybe you did it like every day, every other day. And then you took like a 2-week long break. I'm not sure.
Yep. Yeah. So, you know, I smoke every day, all the time, 24/7, reach the heavens for definitely, you know, a couple of years. And then I decided, you know, I started breaking slowly. I decided to take a 2-week break recently. And, you know, I swear. You know, because I like to tell myself, you know, I'm not the type of person that needs anything, you know?
Yeah.
So I decided to take a break. And when I did, yo, I promise you, like, I definitely felt, it wasn't like an addiction or nothing, but I felt the withdrawals of having something. Yeah, you know, you have something in your body every day for a certain, I mean, your THC levels in your body are at a certain level for a couple of years. Of course, once you stop,
it lingers.
Just
right?
Cold turkey. Yeah. So, I mean, bro, like, aggravated.
Are there like, I don't know the science, but are there like long term receptors? Like, if you do it for a while, it takes a while for them to get depleted, or is it all short term?
Nope. So, definitely after your 30-day to your 90-day period, your THC levels in your body will return to normal. And it'll be producing the regular levels that it naturally produces without any output, I mean, intake from outsources, you know? So, there are no long-term effects of stopping if you do it, you know? But you will feel it because, I mean, again, your body has natural THC in it from your receptors so that you make. So once you're smoking all that, you know, bud, cannabis, THC, which I was doing, it's not necessarily a bad thing. But once you stop, yeah, you're going to have withdrawals from it.
What are some of your withdrawal symptoms?
Bro, so, I mean, definitely, that. Like, mine weren't that bad. You know what I'm saying? Because I know how to handle things. But I was aggravated as hell, bro. That was my biggest thing. You know what I'm saying? Because, of course, weed is like a relaxer. It makes you forget about small things. Very, very small things. Minuscule. That were pissing me off. You know? Yeah. You forget something in your car. Mad as hell, you know?
I catch myself when I get like mad like that. And I'm just like, I'll allow myself to get mad for 1 second. But after that, I just like, whatever. It's on my system.
After like a week going or a week and a half of it, like literally by the end, but after a while, I literally was no longer thinking. It was like the second week. You know, the first week was hard. The first 3 days were the hardest. Yeah. After like 5 days, it was like, okay, cool. 6 days, it was like 13 days I went, I think, or 14. No, it was 14. And I just decided after 14 days, I don't know why, but I mean, I did. I could have kept going.
Right.
But it wasn't bad, you know. It was definitely kind of freeing. I realized sober Tyler again. I haven't been sober, I guess, in a long time. That sounds bad, but you know, I mean, I am a very operational guy, you know. I am not like potheads have a bad stigma just because of how the world betrayed it. Not betrayed it, but portrays it.
Yeah, betrayed
it. Right? Oh my goodness, talking so fast. But it's just literally the type of title or the label that's been placed on it, you know? I mean, you can be productive. There's time and place for everything, but of course I'm not smoking all the time when I'm at work or doing certain things, but of course I smoke.
You said you didn't want to, you didn't do smoke at work anymore.
No. Why? Sure don't. Because when I did start smoking again after the 2-week period, I decided to smoke like while I was on.
You got super high.
Yeah, bro, it was too much. I was like, bro, what? And I was at work. It was too much for me. I was like, man, you know what? Why would I do this?
Yeah.
I know I should have just went till I got home and relaxed, but I was like, dang, like, I know what being high feels like, but dang, I see why people call 911 when they're tripping out. I'm just not, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I was just like, good God.
Oh, man.
But nah, man, you know, I'm ready to move out to the right place and get everything started how I need to, you know?
So, how do I know when I'm depressed? Kind of the same thing. My routine starts falling apart.
Drifting.
Yeah, I stop maintaining my hygiene. I let my clothes pile up. Just that kind of stuff. Like things that I don't like being dirty, being messy. In general, I like things to be nice and tidy. And I like to look after myself. Once that starts going out the window, I'm like, all right, what's up? I have a conversation with myself. Where am I at?
Some people can't look at themselves and address themselves like that, though.
Yeah. And it takes a while for you to notice, I would think, because it's little things at first.
I mean, you're the one that stops yourself from noticing. You don't want to accept it.
Yeah. Before you know, you're like spiraling out of control. If you let it go on long enough, I would think, but typically it doesn't get there.
Right, exactly. You better catch it. Yeah. That's funny.
And in general, like for me, I start to like care less about things. So like just things in general.
I mean, that's the big part. Like you just said, though, like when you know the things that you usually don't like and you start letting happen, then it's like, okay, yeah, something's going on. Like,
yeah.
I need to have a self-assessment.
Have you ever had therapy?
I can't say I have.
Like even informally?
Nope. I've never had any type of therapy.
So I've had like, I guess you would call it like academic coaching, but I haven't seen a therapist. And I feel like those kind of sessions, like one-on-one sessions, are very helpful. I don't know what it is about. Like once you start to tackle your problems and have someone walk you through, like what are some strategies to help you with your situation, I feel like you become a lot more optimistic about the future.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say I had therapy in that sense, but I've had people that I can trust it and I've talked to.
Right.
I have been able to. So, yeah, like, I mean.
But in my case, it was someone I didn't know. So it kind of, they have no incentive to be kind with you. Like, they'll tell you straight up, like, this is why you're having issues. Like, be real for a minute. You know, that kind of thing. Sometimes I feel like if I go to someone I know, they'll be a little more hesitant to.
Right.
Well, and then that also depends on the friends. Like, do you have the kind of friends that are going to
tell you straight up?
Tell you straight up or kind of ease the blow?
Sugarcoat it. Yeah. Yep, exactly. Yep. I was just about to say that, though.
Because I have both.
But that's when you know who to talk to, you know? Yeah. But of course, us being humans, we're going to want to go to the one that's like, oh, yeah, you got it, man. You're all good. Just, you know, be careful. You know, sugarcoat the hell out of it.
I want to try therapy, though. I think I'm going to go. It's all remote right now. I kind of wish it was in person, but COVID.
I'm going to try therapy and make the therapist mad.
Yeah.
I'm going to just go and argue. I'm gonna even contradict myself after I ask him a question. Yeah.
You're like, so actually, that thing I told you 30 minutes ago, that was a lie. I just wanted to see what you would say.
Yo, he would hang up.
We'd probably be diagnosed as a psychopath.
Yo, we have the people at our doors with the straitjacket.
Sociopath.
Yo, that's great.
I'll let you know how that goes. It might be soon, so maybe before the next episode, we'll see.
You just predicted your own future if you want to keep going on with that, but
yeah.
That's all you.
Well, that's something I want to do, not just like, I don't know.
Oh, you're talking about the therapy.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Not over here fighting with a therapist.
I want to try to go make a therapist mad.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
So this cold shower's debacle.
What about this? giant obstacle that is before us.
These are the last. We have 4 hours left.
Man, I'm gonna take the hot shower. No, I'm not. I don't even like hot showers. I like just regularly moderate. Like, I guess it is a hot shower, but I don't like burn my skin showers. A lot of people like those. Well, I'm taking a nice shower tonight. Real hot shower.
So it's starting to get kind of warm here.
It is.
And it definitely is. It's bothering me. I had to turn on my AC earlier. It was like 79 degrees.
That boy was sweating.
I woke up. Actually, I went to sleep. I started watching some anime. Attack on Titan. Great show. You should watch it. Have you ever seen it?
Oh, yeah. I've definitely seen it before.
What season are you on? Or do you not watch it, like, regularly?
Bro, I literally have only watched the first maybe 8 episodes of season 1 over 3 or 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
And never got
3 or 4 times?
Yeah, because I would forget about it and then try to start over and watch it again, but then never watch it again, then start over again, and then try to watch it.
Season 1's, like, short, I think. I might be wrong. I think it's, like, 10 episodes.
Yep, I've never gotten past it, but I'm going to watch it again one day and actually finish it.
Super good. But anyway, I saw the new episode today. And then I fell asleep for like 3 hours. So like from 5 to 8
p.m. Jeez Louise.
I'm just tired, man. I don't know. Some of it is from the podcast. Like, kind of like the last week and a half, I've been staying up late to make the logo, get on the hosting service, the whole thing.
The whole 9 yards.
Yeah. Getting the domain switched over, pointing to the revolution.xyz. But when I woke up because I was hot. I hate being hot. I'd rather be freezing.
Yeah, then wake up then be hot, right?
When I wake up hot and it's not the next day, I'm just mad.
Yeah, I swear, because you know you're not just about to cool down.
Yeah.
You might be sweating. Because
now you have to wait for it to get, you know, cool again.
Yep. Oh, my goodness. I can't. I swear I sleep with, like, 2 fans. My ceiling fan on, a fan, and my AC on in the dang summer.
Yeah.
I need it all. I need all that air circulating.
So,
was that the water?
Hmm?
Was that the water I just heard?
I heard some water. Bloop, bloop, bloop. So, I have a leak in a water line, and we had to turn the water off, so I'm using bottled water. That's why it took me a minute to fill up my cup.
I heard the water pouring, too, and that was surprising. I was like, why do I hear it pouring?
Why is the microphone right beside where he's getting water?
Yeah, I was like, that's weird.
What are you drinking today?
Right, well, I am drinking Niagara. Natural.
Niagara?
No. Niagara.
Niagara?
That's hilarious, bro. You ever seen that video?
You know, Sam, you still work there? You still work for them?
Bro, really?
For real.
The water company?
Yeah.
Bro, when?
When he first got out of college.
More or less.
We'll get him on the show. I think that'll be interesting to talk about, like, what that was like. He was traveling a lot for them, if I remember correctly.
No, that is crazy. I did not know that. But I knew
he's
was
so busy. I don't know when we'll be able to get him on. Maybe remotely.
Maybe, definitely. That would definitely probably work for him. That dude is always moving.
A toast.
Zeke too.
A toast of water to good health.
A toast of water to good health. Niagara, good ass water.
I was parched.
Yeah, good thing we had that water break. Otherwise,
you know when you wake up and you're just like so dehydrated?
Bro, I keep a bottle of water by my bed for that reason.
Yeah.
Man, I had too many nights where I had to wake up and run to go get water.
I might need to start doing that to get my mind going in the morning.
It's good, man. I swear, if you wake up in the morning, first thing you do is drink some water, you'll feel it. Feel good.
I drink so much water during the day that it's usually not an issue. Like, I don't even notice when I'm thirsty.
So I guess that is a big thing. I drink definitely a good amount of water during the day. I'd probably say about 3 to 4 bottles daily, but I need 8, you know?
Yeah. What's the, do you know the guideline for how much water you should be drinking?
Yeah. It's 8 cups a day, right?
Well, just based off what I've seen is suggested. Well, suggested intake is 0.5 to 1 fluid ounce per pound of body weight. No, that'd be way too much. No, that is right. Yeah, that is right.
To body weight.
Yeah, it's off your body weight. So, like, if I weigh 160 pounds, ideally you would want 160 fluid ounces of water, or minimal.
That'd be 10 bottles. Not 10, but at least close to, like,
minimal is
8 bottles of water.
Minimal. Oh, that 80, is wow. 80 ounces. That's not that much, actually. I drink out of a Gatorade bottle, and it's 32 ounces.
Yeah, look at that. It's like 3 bottles, 16. Yeah, that's not bad. 3, yeah, but those Gatorade bottles are huge.
But that 1 fluid ounce is a hard quota to reach. I've done it before. But I've also noticed that's when I'm, like, the most... I feel like that's when I'm the least susceptible to, like, injuries.
Wait, what?
Like, my recovery is faster when I'm drinking a lot of water.
That's another thing you can experiment with.
I mean, I've done it before. During track. Like, when I'm in my prime, like, I'm taking my multivitamin, like everyone, every human should be doing.
Yeah, I take mine. I
admittedly don't right now, but I keep saying I'm a start. That's one thing I hate. Like, when you say you're going to do something, you don't do it. And then it's like, what am I even doing with my life?
Want to do it?
Yeah.
Right.
And I know it's good for me. Like, why would I not do that?
But I asked you that this week when I got mine. I wonder if X got his vitamins.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. I'm taking Triad, Orange Triad, I think is, I forget what the name is, but that's what I call it. It's like a multivitamin, and it's for joint support and digestion and maybe something else.
I just got a regular men's Vitafusion or multi Vitafusion, something like that.
Yeah, is it just
using
a
that? Nah, it's the two tablets. Yep.
Well, mine's a powder, and I usually just mix it in with my protein and creatine.
Oh, really?
But I don't know. I've been lazy.
Yeah, it does. You know, it takes some work to do. I mean, you could also about get the dang gummies or the whatever tablets and just eat them. But, I mean, whatever you're getting, it all works because, I mean, you're just trying to get your vitamins, you know.
Yeah, but like I was saying, when I tend to drink more water is also when I tend to do other things well, like take my vitamins, stretch, get good sleep.
Yo, yeah.
So all that combined makes you a beast.
So I will say one thing. So when I was detoxing, I was eating well, I was eating right, drinking a lot of water, drinking mainly water, you know, and eating lean, eating nothing but chicken and fish and a lot of leafy greens, drinking green tea, doing a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah.
And man, like I was starting to feel pretty good, man.
Starting to feel right.
Yeah, like, bro, I was waking up in the morning and, like, popping out of bed, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I've definitely been there where it's like day just started and I'm jumping out of bed, like, let's get the day going. But recently it's like, I don't want to get out of bed. 5 more minutes.
Yeah.
5 more minutes turns into 5 more hours.
That's exactly how I've been feeling. And I'm like, man, I've been doing something wrong. So I'm trying to get back to that.
Is it the season? Is it a new way of life that now that we're inside all day, like, what's the point of even getting up? Since right? We just do everything from our bed.
Dang, it's the season.
That can't be healthy.
You know what it is? It's what? The era depression.
The what?
COVID. It's era depression. COVID got us depressed.
Era depression?
Yep. The era we're in.
So, speaking of COVID, they are lifting the alcohol ban past 11 tonight.
Am I going back out tonight?
No, I'm not going out. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, bro, honestly, North Carolina, I was at a park today and I saw it was sunny and there was tons of people at the park. Basketball courts were filled, tennis courts. I mean, everybody was
chilling. When did people decide that it was okay to start socializing again during COVID?
Exactly. Like people don't care anymore.
Nobody said it, but like slowly but surely people started wearing less masks, being a little more touchy feely with like handshakes and things like that.
Man, I wonder if they're going to do any of the Easter stuff this year, but the Easter eggs might be carrying COVID.
Well, I know they already canceled St. Patty's.
St. Patrick's, I know, in so many places.
Yeah.
Oh,
is that something you wanted to happen this year?
I mean, St. Patrick's Day is something that has always been fun, you know?
Yeah, I've never been to anything like that. Well, hopefully numbers like don't start going back up. I think things are dying off. What do you think?
Well, so one thing that got me is, I mean, the restrictions are being lifted, but they were just complaining about the new strains that have gotten over here from all these other countries. So I'm like, okay, these restrictions are being lifted, but what happened to all these other dangerous ass strains?
Where did they go? They haven't left.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's why I said, be careful, you know?
Yeah.
That's what got me.
I'm going to just keep doing my thing, wear my mask.
I'm going to wear my mask for a whole nother year. Freak it. I don't care.
Oh, I'm wearing my mask forever.
Forever? I guess so. Forever. But then my immune system is going to get weak.
Not with the stuff you be eating.
What you mean? What?
You know what I mean.
What you mean the stuff I be eating?
You be eating the booty like groceries.
Oh, this dude is, oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. I ain't walking around with no bumps on my lips. That is beyond me.
But no, I wanna keep wearing my mask for like privacy reasons. To avoid facial recognition. What?
This dude ain't wearing it for his immune system. He wearing it for security, privacy. Yep.
I've actually wanted to for like a few years now, and COVID was a blessing and a curse, but one blessing it brought was that it normalized wearing masks in public, so facial recognition was challenged. That's a big topic. There's a lot of cities that are banning it. There's other methods for recognition, like gait patterns, the way you write. Well, that's not facial recognition, but things around facial recognition, right?
Different forms of recognizing a human.
Yeah, so like with gait recognition, it recognizes like how you walk, like the movement of your hips and your limbs and whatnot.
Easy to change. I'm gonna walk different every day.
It is, actually. All you got to do is put some rocks in your shoe.
Oh, dang.
And I was thinking about it. I was like, is that how would I get around that, you know, that method of throwing off the system? But it's so hard because rocks are so unique. Like every rock is different. And just a little adjustment to your gait pattern changes that identification. Otherwise, it wouldn't be able to identify anybody.
I'm gonna do different rocks. I'm gonna wear pants, high water pants. Be hijacked up there, making my walk feel tight. I'll be doing all type of things.
So for all the tin hatters out there that don't want to be recognized, wear your mask, wear some glasses, put some rocks in your shoe.
Right.
Yep.
Dang. You know, I do think, though, they use the signature, though. They definitely do use signature to help identify you because, like...
Oh, of course.
You know, if somebody just signed something random and all your documents has a signature like this and then this guy signed your name like that, it's like, who the hell did that?
That's pretty much what the FBI does. Yeah. 24/7.
Fucking crazy, mate.
A lot of cities use facial recognition to track down people with warrants.
Yeah, that's
and
easy to do.
Lock up the wrong people all the time. Because they have such a small
database of faces.
Small database. And it's typically very unpredictable for like minorities, which statistically make up a larger portion of the people that are arrested. So right. It's very, it just doesn't make sense. Like, why would you have a system that doesn't work for the people that get the worst, you know, the short end of the stick?
Because it works for the system and the money. Yeah.
It brings in the money.
Yeah. But that's a whole nother topic.
I'll let you lead that topic. I feel like you probably know more than I do.
Nah, that's pretty crazy. That's a whole nother day right there.
Yeah. All right. We're running a little long on the show, so let's wrap it up.
Oh,
show notes are available at revolution.xyz. You can follow Flex. Plug your channel.
At Legendary Flex, AR and R.
It is not Legendary Flex.
It is Legendary Flex, my Instagram.
No, your YouTube.
Oh, excuse me, people. Excuse me. I am so sorry. Legendary Quest.
Oh, we didn't even mention your video, but let's talk about it real quick.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty good. It's if you've ever watched Letterkenny, it's on Hulu. It follows almost that format or that directing style, and it's a pretty funny video. Starts off with a good, nice training session and ends with a funny fail. You should check it out. It's pretty good.
Check it out. You can go to the website, again, revolution.xyz. In the host section, there will be a link to his channel, or you can just look it up, Legendary Quest.
But like and subscribe.
This has been X
and Flex.
Keep it real, people.
Alright, y'all. Y'all have a good weekend.
Oh, wait, that's a different show.
This guy. Oh, my
God. I thought I had a co-host. Where did he go?
Oh, I thought you were going to say you introduce yourself, you know? And then
no, I was just going to leave it at that. That'll be a blooper.